For many people, the sight of a white-tailed deer bounding gracefully through the forest is an exciting and memorable experience that they would like to see more often. But for an increasing number of farmers whose crops have been devastated by deer, or for drivers who have had the costly experience of hitting a deer, there's a growing concern that deer are too much of a good thing. With virtually no natural predators, and with restrictions on hunting, deer populations have increased dramatically in the suburban areas of Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia over the past 20 years. The result has been a significant uptick in automobile accidents, tens of millions in annual losses for grain and high-value agricultural crops, untold damage to residential gardens, and growing concerns about Lyme's disease. Managing the deer populations is a challenging and controversial process, and just about every county in Maryland and Virginia has its own deer management program. Unfortunately, regulated hunting remains the most effective way to balance the deer population. That's because non-lethal management techniques, such as contraceptives and natural non-hunting deaths like disease, starvation, injuries, and predation, are not sufficient to reduce deer populations to levels that are compatible with our current agricultural and transportation usage. Hunting and habitat destruction nearly extirpated white-tailed deer from the old line state by the turn of the 20th century. At that time, restrictions on hunting were put into place, and there was a period of population restoration. As an evolutionary prey species, deer can rapidly and exponentially increase in number. For example, in 1928, a study on white-tailed deer introduced four does and two bucks into a fenced-in habitat at the Edwin S. George Reserve in Michigan. Within just 5 years, the herd of six grew into 160. By the 1980s, our once rural areas became patchworks of natural spaces and landscape yards, an ideal habitat for whitetails. Management philosophies shifted from restoring deer to stabilizing and reducing deer numbers. But deer are very adaptable animals. When there is no more to forage on in the forest, they end up in suburban settings eating any and everything green, including flowers and shrubbery, and their numbers continue to increase. So what can you do to manage deer problems in your backyard or garden? Install an 8 to 10 foot tall fence, spray your plants with deer repellent products, and use scare devices, particularly those that are motion activated, or when activated, play a loud noise, spray water, or turn on a bright light. And how can you avoid striking a deer with your vehicle? Keep in mind that deer are crepuscular, meaning that they are most active at dawn and dusk. Reduce your speed and watch for deer where roads pass through wooded or rural areas. Deer generally travel in groups, so if you see a deer cross the road, slow down and use caution. More are likely to follow. For more on white-tailed deer, their behavior and alternatives to hunting, check out explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center for WYPR, your NPR news station.